For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling a group of students about a geography trip.
Okay, everyone. Listen carefully, as I need to give you some information about the geography trip. First of all, it is no longer on Monday, 13th June. It is on Wednesday, 14th. Sorry. I mean Wednesday 15th June. So please make sure you have the new date in your diary. As you know, we will be walking up quite a high mountain. Well, actually, it's not really a mountain, it's a very high hill. You will be put into groups. You need to work together as a team to find your way to the meeting point at the end of the walk. There will be no technology for you to use. You will have to use the map that each group will be given. As I mentioned before, it's quite a difficult walk. The coach will drive you to the bottom of the hill, which is about 12 kilometres from our school. And then you will have to walk the 4 kilometres to the top. Don't worry, there is actually a car park near the top, so you won't have to walk all the way back down again. We wouldn't make you walk 8 kilometres in one day. There will be a doctor with you at all times to help anyone who might feel unwell. It'll be easy to see him, as he will be walking with Mrs. Jackson, and he will be wearing a bright orange coat. His name is Mr. Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. Don't forget to drink lots of water during the walk. Now, on the subject of keeping safe and well, it's a good idea to wear a sun hat. But most important of all, you need to make sure that you are wearing comfortable boots, as you won't be walking on easy paths. No sandals or beach shoes. We will have a packed lunch halfway through the walk and drinks and cake at the end in the cafe. The coach will collect us at about 6 p.m. So if there's no heavy traffic, we should be back at school at 7 p.m. Now, are there any questions?
Now, listen again.
Okay, everyone. Listen carefully, as I need to give you some information about the geography trip. First of all, it is no longer on Monday, 13th June. It is on Wednesday, 14th. Sorry, I mean Wednesday, 15th June. So please make sure you have the new date in your diary. As you know, we will be walking up quite a high mountain. Well, actually, it's not really a mountain, it's a very high hill. You will be put into groups. You need to work together as a team to find your way to the meeting point at the end of the walk. There will be no technology for you to use. You will have to use the map that each group will be given. As I mentioned before, it's quite a difficult walk. The coach will drive you to the bottom of the hill, which is about 12 kilometres from our school. And then you will have to walk the 4 kilometres to the top. Don't worry, there is actually a car park near the top, so you won't have to walk all the way back down again. We wouldn't make you walk 8 kilometres in one day. There will be a doctor with you at all times to help anyone who might feel unwell. It'll be easy to see him, as he will be walking with Mrs. Jackson, and he will be wearing a bright orange coat. His name is Mr. Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. Don't forget to drink lots of water during the walk. Now, on the subject of keeping safe and well, it's a good idea to wear a sun hat. But most important of all, you need to make sure that you are wearing comfortable boots, as you won't be walking on easy paths. No sandals or beach shoes. We will have a packed lunch halfway through the walk, and drinks and cake at the end in the cafe. The coach will collect us at about 6 p.m. So if there's no heavy traffic, we should be back at school at 7 p.m. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of part 3.